Hey, welcome to the podcast. I'm Sharon from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon, where we'd like to share with you some of the, well, frankly, ridiculous stories we've been covering on our radio show over the past few days.
Ladies and gentlemen!
1 minute to showtime.
Whoa!
Listen to this.
Ordered for quality assurance.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Number five.
Okay, it's time for something. We need to do more of this, really. It's yes or BS, especially with the political season well underway. Why not? Sharon gives me a statement, and I decide if it's yes, true, or no, BS.
Right.
Like, Monday was the 106th anniversary of the Boy Scouts, which originally had 57 merit badges for things like archery and swimming, and now I guess they have like 136. I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't know how old the Boy Scouts were. I didn't know that they had 57 merit badges. I don't know if they have 136 now, so I'm going to do really well at this quiz, I think.
Okay, I don't think you are you?
No.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you 10 merit badges, and you have to decide, are they real, yes, or they're not real merit badges, they're BS. All right,
and there's 136 currently, right?
There's 106 of them, but I'm going to give you 10, and are they yes or BS?
Got it.
First one, computer programming.
Yes.
You're correct. It is. Okay. It is a. It is a badge. You have
that
to write,
sense.
Learn about it, and write some basic code. Video game design.
Yes.
Yes, you're absolutely right. That is a merit badge in Scouts, or you can do board game design. But let's face it, it's not 1978. So, dentistry. Is that a merit badge or not?
Dentistry. I'm going to say yes.
Yes, you're right. You look at x-rays and you learn about teeth and then you write a paper and take a test on it. It is amazing that these things are scouting merit badges. What
no
about
kidding.
Texting?
Texting? Yes.
Nah.
Oh.
BS. There's no merit badge for texting yet anyway. What about puppetry, in the making and using of puppets?
Yeah, that sounds like something fun. Sure.
Yeah, no, BS. They do have a merit badge for animation, but nothing for puppets. Okay, next one, motorboating, as in actual motorboats, not what you're thinking.
These are kids we're talking about, Sharon. I'm going to say no.
Yes, actually, they have a merit badge in motorboating. You would like that one. You have to learn how to do it, and you have to also learn boating laws and safety stuff as well. Comparison shopping.
Yes.
BS. But it is actually a real merit badge in the Girl Scouts. The closest thing the Boy Scouts have is one for personal management. So, number eight, space exploration.
Yes.
Yes, you're right. The Boy Scouts do have a merit badge for that. Number nine, skydiving.
Sure.
You're just saying yes on all of them. No, actually BS. Probably a little bit too dangerous, but they do have scuba diving.
Okay.
And the last one, fingerprinting. Is there a Boy Scout merit badge for fingerprinting?
Fingerprinting. No.
Yes.
No, come on.
No,
why?
There is.
Why would you do fingerprinting?
It's mostly about the science behind it. They've been giving it out since 1938.
Wow.
So that means you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 out of 10. You're getting better.
Well, you know what? The Boy Scout motto is be prepared. So 6 out of 10 ain't bad.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
What makes you the happiest? What do you think one activity is the one activity that makes us all the happiest? If you said humana, 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 or
is that what you say, is it? Oh, my
that's
God, lucky
say.
Lisa. Humana, humana, humana.
Humana, humana, humana. When you have kids, you have to use other language, right? And I agree because, honestly, it's the best 74 seconds of my entire week. And, don't laugh. Don't laugh and specifically don't point. The new survey just came out, right, said that this is the activity that makes them the happiest and the saddest. And it's true because it does make me the happiest because it happens once a week. It also makes me the saddest because it's only 74 seconds. So, I mean,
and it's
really
only once a week,
day.
Right. Oh,
exactly.
Lord. So here's the seven things that make us the happiest. Humana, humana.
Humana, humana, humana.
Humana, humana. Oh, you got to do it three times. Humana,
humana,
humana.
Humana, humana.
Yes. Going to see a movie or a play. Going to a library or a museum. playing sports. A library? Who goes to a library anymore? Ugh. Right? Who goes to a library? Yeah. Playing sports, gardening. I mean, geez, some of these people need to get a bloody life. Singing and talking with friends. Look, I don't think there's anything wrong with all any of those things. I like going to the film, you know, going to the movies, see a play, library. I never go to the library. Museum, I enjoy. But truly, those things make you the happiest. Get a life. I mean, I'm just saying, like, look, who am I to ridicule other people's happiness and things that make them happy? But here I am doing it. the seven things, oh my God, I'm telling you, we are on day eight of me not drinking.
Yeah,
right?
And it's funny.
It's the eighth, and I'm a little antsy, and I think it might
I'm
be showing.
You,
I know.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
But I'm right there with you. I'm a day behind you, but I'm right there with you.
Yeah, all right. The seven things that make us the saddest are being sick in bed. Of course, that makes you kind of cranky. Working.
Because there's no humana, humana, humana.
There's none. No, because the other person's in the other bed. Working or studying. That's kind of. If you've got a job and it makes you sad, you might want to look for a new job.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? That's just pretty miserable. Taking care of someone older. Oh, that's mean, isn't it? Makes you sad.
That can actually be really rewarding when you think about it.
Yeah.
It should be.
It could be draining, too. I understand if it's becoming a burden. I understand that. Standing in line. Oh, my God.
I hate standing in line, yeah.
Oh, no, but does it make you sad?
Yeah, it can. It depends. Have you ever been in the lineup at DMV for an hour and a half?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Kill me.
Yeah, yeah, hand me a razor blade, a rusty one.
Yep.
Doing bookkeeping or other financial work, yes. Oh, my God. Cleaning up the office.
Accountants are perpetually unhappy, I guess.
Oh, I guess so. Meetings and commuting, they're the things that make us unhappy. Yeah.
I think we need to default to the humana humana. I'm just saying.
No way. Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
No freaking way, right?
Number three.
I remember when my kids were young, I read all the books, right? I went through all of the things you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have a routine. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to do the same thing day and day now, day and night. Sometimes it gets a little bit hectic, and maybe you've got something else to do, so you don't go all through all the steps, right?
Right.
This a couple in South Carolina put their two-year-old to bed on Sunday night during the Super Bowl. So, first of all, it's bedtime during the Super Bowl means that you either got to hit the pause and not miss anything, or you got to kind of rush through stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did that. They rushed through stuff, and they forgot to say prayers with the little girl just prior to, which is what they always do, right?
Yeah, they had the routine, and they'd normally say prayers with her and then, you know, put her to sleep. And they were in a bit of a rush, obviously, get back to the big game. And a couple of minutes later, though, they heard, this is just darling, they heard the little girl saying her own prayers.
Love this.
Over the baby monitor. And actually, we have a little clip of it. It's been edited. The original is about 2 minutes long, and a lot of it was kind of hard to hear. But this part here is just lovely. Check this out.
Mommy, thank you all my baggies, and all my baggies, and Santa Claus.
Santa?
And Doggy. Thank you, my daddy, and thank you, my mommy. Amen.
Amen. Oh.
And I could just barely hear it at the beginning there. The Broncos. I hope the Broncos. Did you hear that?
Not say
I'm sure
that.
She said
oh
that. That dream
God.
Came true. The prayers worked. It was fantastic. Nice job, kid.
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number two.
Okay, look, I love my dog, but it knows. It knows when it's sunny and when it's raining, because when it's a beautiful day and I take him out so he can do his stuff, right? It's immediate. He goes right to the grass. It's like boom, boom, boom. Everything's done. We're back in the house.
Right.
We're off on our walk. He's like clockwork. He's a really great dog. But when it's raining or miserable, it's like dum de dum de dum de dum. Oh, I'm going to smell a squirrel. What's over here? Are you kidding me? I'm standing there forever going, what are you doing? Get to it,
it's
for God's
cold,
sake.
It's cold, it's wet, or it's whatever it is.
Miserable. This is a good question for Siri, I think, right?
All right, ask Siri, because there's got to be a reason, right?
Siri, why does my dog take so long to go to the bathroom when the weather is awful?
Your dog takes forever to go to the bathroom when the weather is awful because it knows that you are miserable and they are trying to show you that they run your life. Yeah. There is nothing more degrading to a human than the process of following an animal around waiting for them to go poop so that you can pick it up like you are their personal servant. When the weather is awful and you are freezing and cold, dogs love to drive home the embarrassment by taking their sweet time to handle their business. The creepiest part of the whole process is when your dog makes direct eye contact with you, watching you freeze as they are going to the bathroom. That stare will haunt your nightmares forever.
Yeah, it does. It does. They're evil creatures.
Oh, my God. Don't dogs usually look embarrassed when they're taking a poop?
No, not really. But why? Because there you are, ready to pick it up. Who's in command here, right?
That's my job, to find out what goes on and get it to the people.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
What people?
The people.
I never heard of them.
Number one.
Okay, guys, if you just did a load of laundry once in a while, you'd be getting jiggy with it way more often, according to this study. I'm not kidding.
This is not just a study. This is true. And I have long said this, that guys doing housework or helping out around the house is akin to foreplay. It really is. And now the University of Alberta in Canada found that when couples split chores, they get more nookie and better nookie. Fellas, come on. Wow. If you're lamenting the fact that you're not getting enough, well, how about picking up the vacuum cleaner now?
I have been
and
doing
then?
This all wrong.
What have you been doing? Avoiding the vacuum cleaner and the laundry. What have you been doing?
Well, you know, we do share things, and I think that the epiphany for me was when my wife was out doing all the amazing things that she does for our house and family, and I got a phone call from her. I said, listen, I had some extra time. I cleaned all the bathrooms, did the floor, did some vacuuming. We're all good, so we're set up for dinner tonight. She says, oh, my God, I'm so attracted to you right now.
That's right.
Dead serious, right?
It is absolutely right. I remember my husband sent me a photo of him vacuuming once, and it was like, to me, it was like a sext. It was just that hot. Boys, come on, get on it.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.